Unmasking Washington, a daily dose of conservative clarity. Welcome to your essential conservative briefing. Today we're slicing through the political fog with razor-sharp insights from the Ingram Angle, Jesse Waters Primetime, and Hannity. In a world where liberal narratives dominate, our newsletter stands as a bastion of truth. We dive into the Senate's border follies, Biden's bewildering foreign policy, and Texas's bold stand against illegal immigration. Prepare for a journey through the heart of American conservatism, where wit meets wisdom and reality outshines fiction. Stay informed, stay engaged, and let's reclaim the narrative. Border follies and billion-dollar ballets, a spirited sprint through the Ingram angle. Ladies and gentlemen, gather round and hold on to your MAGA hats, because it's time for a breathless journey through the latest capers and escapades from the Ingram angle. Our fearless host, Laura Ingram, once again steered us through the choppy waters of political discourse with the finesse of a seasoned captain navigating the perfect storm of liberal lunacy. First up, let's talk turkey about the Senate's grand border charade. Imagine a game of hide-and-seek played not by giggling children, but by stodgy senators, with the stakes as high as our nation's sovereignty. Our protagonist, Senator Jim Lankford, is cast in the unlikely role of border security series White Knight, championing a bill that promises as much solidity as a chocolate teapot. Lankford, in a performance worthy of an Oscar, tries to sell us on the idea that this bill will miraculously coerce Biden into becoming the border hawk we never knew we needed. Spoiler alert, it's about as convincing as my dog's promise to stop stealing sausages off the kitchen counter. Meanwhile, across the pond of financial insanity, to the swirling vortex of funding allocated for Ukraine. It's a plot twist that left many scratching their heads, wondering when becoming the world's ATM became part of the American dream. As billions are whisked away in the blink of an eye, one can't help but imagine Uncle Sam in a magician's cape, pulling dollars out of a hat with a flourish, all while infrastructure at home resembles a set from a post-apocalyptic movie. "Voila," cries the Senate, "behold our generosity." Too bad the applause is drowned out by the sound of Main Street's collective eye roll. In an intriguing subplot, our valiant host unveils what could only be described as the Senate Republicans' rendition of Let's Make a Deal, Border Edition. Except in this version, conservatives are left holding the mystery box that could contain anything from a strengthened border to a giant inflatable unicorn. Spoiler, it's probably the unicorn. Senator Lankford, donning his salesman's hat, promises the deal of the century. Yet, much like those late-night infomercials, the product never quite lives up to the hype. Cue the sad trombone. But fear not, dear viewers, for amid the chaos of legislative legerdemain and fiscal folly, the Ingram angle stands as a beacon of wit, wisdom, and a healthy dose of sarcasm. Laura Ingram, armed with her signature blend of insight and irreverence, slices through the political fog with the precision of a lightsaber. If lightsabers were made of pure conservative steel, of course. As we disembark from this dizzying ride through the latest episode, it's clear that navigating the twisting narrative of today's political saga requires both a sturdy constitution and a sense of humor. So remember, in a world where the plot thickens faster than Biden's binder of executive orders, tuning into the Ingram angle is your ticket to staying informed, entertained, and occasionally bemused. Fasten your seatbelts, folks, for in the theater of politics, the show must go on. Biden's Ballads and Caravan Chronicles, an electrifying exploration on Jesse Waters Primetime. Welcome, dear audience, to an unforgettable saga of governance, grit, and the great American spectacle. In the latest thrilling installment of Jesse Waters Primetime, our trailblazing host embarked on an epic expedition through the treacherous terrain of today's political landscape, armed with his trademark humor and razor-sharp insight. Today's episode, enthrallingly titled Biden's Ballads and Caravan Chronicles, serves up a delicious concoction of politics, pop culture, and the kind of provocative punditry that keeps the Capitol Hill coffee machine buzzing. Commencing with Biden's Ballads, Waters waded into the tumultuous waters of the current administration's foreign policy, or as some affectionately call it, an exhibition of diplomatic don'ts. With the precision of a seasoned strategist, Waters dissected President Biden's less-than-rhythmic refrain of don't, towards global adversaries, yielding an outcome more akin to a free-form jazz piece than a well-conducted symphony. The president's one-note performance on the world stage, as Waters vividly illustrated, has been more likely to attract criticism than commendations, leaving audiences worldwide yearning for a melody of might rather than whispers of waning power. However, it was in Caravan Chronicles where the episode took an extraordinary turn, plunging into the heart of a migrant caravan with the magnetism of an adventure novel. Waters, our intrepid explorer, unveiled the organizing forces behind these mass movements, a dizzying cocktail of NGO maps, UN camps, and the unwavering call of the American dream as broadcast by none other than President Biden himself. This segment painted a vivid picture of the migrant journey, from perilous paths in the Darien Gap to the hopeful hordes chanting Biden, 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 as if invoking a patron saint of passage. Adding a dash of unexpected flavor, Waters regaled us with tales of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, illustrating the strange bedfellows politics and pop culture often make. In a masterstroke of analysis, Waters wove a narrative of the Biden administration's alleged wish to court Swift's endorsement, a ballad of blue hopes seeking the golden touch of a pop princess to sway the hearts and minds of the American electorate. It's political theater meets stadium tour, an only in America moment that blends statecraft with pop artistry. As Waters navigated through these treacherous political currents with the agility of a seasoned sailor, he highlighted the administration's grappling with reality versus perception, dialing up the contrast to offer a viewfinder on America's present predicament and its possible futures. With a smirk and a keen eye, he peeled back the layers of these unfolding dramas, leaving us both amused and bemused at the state of our union. In the grand finale, our fearless host ventured into the raucous realms of fan zones and football fervor, serving up a side of sporting spirit with a sprinkle of political punditry. The electrifying energy of the AFC Championship proved fertile ground for unearthing the pulse of the people, from border security banter to predictions of political comebacks. Biden's Ballads and Caravan Chronicles was nothing short of a whirlwind tour de force through the quagmires of policy, the allure of celebrity activism, and the unparalleled passion of the American people. Each twist and turn brought to life by Waters' indefatigable spirit and incisive commentary not only entertained, but illuminated the complex mosaic of American life. As the credits rolled, viewers were left enraptured, educated, and eager for the next episode in this grand American narrative. When Reality Beats Fiction, The Hannity Chronicles. Ladies and gentlemen, fasten your seatbelts and prepare for a roller coaster ride through the latest episode of Hannity, where fact often trumps fiction, and the stories are so riveting they'd send a shiver down the spine of any Hollywood scriptwriter. In an era where the truth is stranger than fiction, our host delves deep into the heart of American politics, armed with wit, wisdom, and a dose of unapologetic conservatism. So, let's dive right in, shall we? First on our agenda, we wade into the turbulent waters of the Texas border showdown, hotter than a habanero on a Texan summer day. Governor Greg Abbott stands tall, a lone ranger refusing to back down against what's being dubbed as both a constitutional and national security crisis. A disaster of cinematic proportions, where the southern border has become less of a line in the sand and more of a welcome mat for all and sundry, thanks in no small part to policies that seem about as well thought out as peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. As Hannity navigates this saga, we're reminded of the fierce independence and resilience of the Lone Star State. In an exciting plot twist, we're introduced to the grievance of American soldiers under attack, an ordeal that would have action movie heroes tipping their hats in respect. Our intrepid host unpacks the disaster of a drone attack in Jordan, weaving a narrative that points a finger squarely at the top brass, with a spotlight on the administration's bewildering dance of diplomacy and deterrence, or the lack thereof. Through Hannity's lens, we're offered a front-row seat to the tragic consequences of confusing don't with a comprehensive strategy. But wait, there's more. Hold on to your hats as we barrel down into the showdown at the Texas Corral, where Governor Abbott draws a line in the river sand against the tide of illegal immigration. In a tale of defiance, determination, and razor wire, Hannity paints a picture of a governor standing firm against the onslaught, a modern-day Davy Crockett defending the Alamo, with federal agents and National Guard members caught in a political tug of war that would make even the most seasoned soap opera writers blush. Amidst this high-octane discussion, our host pivots to a dark horse lurking in the international arena, Iran. Through the prism of Hannity's analysis, we're given a glimpse into the shadowy dealings and nuclear ambitions of the Ayatollah's regime, a storyline so fraught with intrigue and danger, it could very well be ripped from the pages of a spy thriller. But fear not, for this saga also has its lighter moments, punctuated with a blend of humor and sharp criticism. We're treated to a cameo by Taylor Swift. Yes, you heard right, in a subplot involving the Biden campaign's quest for celebrity endorsements. With the charm of a seasoned comedian, Hannity muses on the irony of relying on pop stars to bolster political fortunes, a move that's about as effective as bringing a kazoo to a gunfight. As we draw the curtains on this episode of Hannity, it's clear that the realms of policy and politics are ever entertaining, constantly surprising, and often bewildering. With the flair of a maestro, our host navigates these turbulent waters, offering insights that are both incisive and infused with a healthy dose of humor. In the world of conservative commentary, where reality often surpasses the most outlandish fiction, Hannity stands as a beacon, lighting the way with wit, wisdom, and a steadfast commitment to the truth. So there you have it, folks. Another day in the exhilarating world of Hannity, where the stories are real, the stakes are high, and the commentary is nothing short of electrifying. Who needs blockbuster movies when you've got the thrilling saga of American politics, served up with a side of conservative insight and a dash of irreverent humor? Stay tuned, and remember, in the world of Hannity, the adventure is just beginning. Embracing tomorrow with conservative resolve. As we close today's chapter in our conservative crusade, let's remember the resilience and tenacity that define our movement. From the Ingraham angle to Hannity, we've journeyed through the corridors of power, unearthing truths often buried beneath mainstream media spin. Our commitment to upholding traditional values, championing border security, and exposing political follies remains unwavering. Let's carry this torch of conservative insight, fueling our fight for a brighter, more prosperous America. Together, we are the architects of tomorrow, building on the bedrock of freedom and liberty. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay bold, and keep the conservative flame burning bright.